Okay, here we are. And I'm hearing some feedback, so I'm going to take care of that. Okay, so that is still not working. Okay, so hopefully everyone is hearing me okay. If you are hearing feedback, I'm just going to request that you text me. You can just chat me there, but if it sounds good to you, we're going to go ahead and move forward. So, welcome everyone. Welcome to this version of Infusions of Light. So, first of all, what I'd like to do is just give you a sense of what Infusions of Light is all about, especially for those of you who are new to this broadcast. So, Infusions of Light is a monthly broadcast that's free, and the general essence of it, the mission statement of it, is to align healing to an evolution to humanity. So, as we align healing and evolution to humanity, we're working with each individual, each one of you that are showing up, and all of these recordings will be on my website indefinitely for free. So, really sharing both the healing, evolution, the love, the deeper connection to our soul and our higher self. That's what Infusions of Light is all about. And also, in this broadcast, I want to give you a sense of what we're going to be doing. The first half of the broadcast, I'm going to be sharing with you some of my experiences, what I've walked through both as a naturopathic doctor, as a teacher, as well as some of my own personal experiences. So we'll be talking about how do we align to soul's purpose from that perspective, the first half. And then the second half, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be focusing on connecting to the higher dimensional helpers. Specifically today, Isis and Hathor are going to be connecting with us, these overlighting ascended masters and guides, to help us align to our soul's purpose, specifically for today. And in general, what they're doing is really helping us to connect to this higher part of us so that we can heal and stabilize our life so that we can evolve. So, with all of that said, let's go ahead and jump into the first part of this, which is some meditation to get us grounded and present, and then some prayer. So, as you're ready, go ahead and close your eyes. Take some nice deep breaths in and out. And just allow yourself to land here, just to get here in this present moment. Really utilizing your breath to do so. Nice full deep belly breath. So on the inhale, allowing your belly to be full and extended outward. On the exhale, allowing the belly to be moving inward. And as you take these nice full deep belly breaths, just allow yourself to drop into present moment. So leaving behind any unfinished conversations of the past, any to-do lists that you might have been right in the middle of, just letting that go, moving to this present now, and also moving back any forward future thinking, things that you have to do later on today or this weekend or next week, just allowing them to drop away and moving now into this present moment. And let's go ahead and bring awareness all the way down to the base of the spine, dropping, visualizing, sensing a grounding cord from the base of the spine, dropping all the way into the earth, moving through the home or building that you're in, dropping into the earth, moving in and through all the layers of the earth, and dropping all the way as far down as you can go with this breath. And on your next breath, especially on your next exhale, dropping all the way down, connecting into the core of the earth with ease and grace. And just feeling yourself being magnetized to the heart womb space of the earth, the space where there is an incredible amount of nurturing, grounding, love, and presence here for you. And just really feeling and sensing that this grounded nurturing is recalibrating your system, especially your nervous system, to allow you to be even more present in this moment, to allow you to receive what is in highest alignment for you to receive today. Whatever that is, maybe it's a phrase that I use, or maybe there's a piece from a transformation or a transmission rather. Maybe it's something that you gain, some wisdom that you gain from connecting directly to your heart through the experiential processes that you'll be led through later. Whatever it is, just opening yourself to receive what is in your highest good here. Take another couple of deep breaths in and out here. And then as you're ready, inviting your awareness now to move back up, all the way back up into your body, starting with your feet, moving into your calves, your thighs. And then let's go ahead and invite your awareness to be at your heart. We're going to be talking and working a lot about your heart today, because the heart is the place where you can connect into and hear and feel and sense your soul. So just take a moment here just to say hello to your heart. Noticing where your heart is at. Noticing perhaps what your heart needs. What your heart is feeling. Just allowing yourself to perceive. I'm going to be quiet for a moment while you do this. And from where you are, whatever's happening for you here in your heart today, we're going to open to prayer. So from the deepest parts of our heart, also from the places that perhaps need love and attention, and also into especially the place in the heart that is connected to our soul, we open in humble reverence to the divine. Whatever word you use to define that, in this moment I'm going to call the divine Mother, Father, God, opening to the oneness that all of all that is, really giving gratitude for the divine in all of its forms, to help us stabilize and to help us feel safe enough to connect to our soul's purpose, to align directly into knowing, feeling, sensing on whatever level is right for you today and in the future of this pure alignment with your soul's purpose, your soul's gift, what you came here to do, whatever that looks like for you. We're now opening and inviting that in at the deepest levels that are in alignment with your ease and grace, that are in alignment with your capacity, that are in alignment with your right and perfect timing. We now call this in, and we also call in all the higher dimensional helpers that are here with us, that are aligned with us, especially the Council of One, knowing that all of these higher dimensional helpers, ascended masters, archangels, angelic guides, and others, we welcome the ones that are aligned with our higher selves, aligned with the law of love, aligned with the law of oneness. All others that are not aligned with this energy, we now know that you are stepping back outside of this healing circle that we are now creating. And we now know that is so, and we call that in as so. And we call in and consecrate this healing container that we are creating right now, in this now, through time and space, whether you're here live on this call or whether you're going to be listening later in the future, we now know that in this oneness of time, in this now, we are all together in this healing space that is consecrated with the highest level of sacredness, the highest level of protection, and the highest level of connection to the vibration that is in alignment with each and every one of us, the energy that is needed for us to take our next step. To take our next steps in our healing, to take our next steps in our alignment with our soul's purpose and our evolution. And we now give deep gratitude that this is so. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is done, it is done, it is done. And again, I want to welcome you. I see many others have joined us in this process of doing meditation and prayer. It seems like we've expanded quite a bit here. So I'd like to begin with sharing a very interesting experience that happened to me yesterday. But before I do that, I'm just going to grab a pillow here to put behind me, be a little bit more comfortable. So in this process of preparing for this class, I had created a rough draft of what I had wanted to share in this first part. And really surprisingly, synchronistically, I went to a sangha yesterday. I'm a part of a sangha. If you don't know that word, basically it means a group of spiritual practitioners that get together. And I am a part of the sangha and go all the time. And one of my dear friends and sisters had just come back from a poetry retreat by the poet Mark Nepo. And if you don't know Mark Nepo and you love poetry, I highly recommend him. He's like a modern day Rumi, very spiritual, very deeply connected, and speaks a lot of truth. And she shared with us last night some of his poetry, some of the things that he had shared, some of his writings, and even some of the things that he shared during the retreat itself. Verbally. And she shared something with us that was about our soul's gift that he had either written or that he had spoken about in the retreat. And it completely correlated to the rough draft that I had in regard to this class. So I thought, oh my gosh, this is so synchronistic and perfect. So I had requested from her for her to email me the information, and she did. So I've taken it and I've correlated it to the lecture piece of today. So what I'd like to do is, first of all, read to you this part of Mark Nepo's writing, and then we're going to dive in. And as we go along, I'm going to repeat some of the quote throughout the lecture piece. So here it is. So again, this is by Mark Nepo. Each person is born with a gift. Our call is to find it and care for it. The ultimate purpose of the gift is to exercise the heart into inhabiting its aliveness. For the covenant of life is not just to stay alive, but to stay in our aliveness. And staying in our aliveness depends on opening the heart and keeping it open. Our dreams, goals, ambitions are all kindling, full for the heart to exercise its aliveness, to discover what matters. We drift in and out of knowing our aliveness. Pain, worry, fear, and loss can muffle and confuse us. But finding our gift and working it will bring us back alive. It doesn't matter if we're skilled or clumsy. If we play our gifts well or awkwardly, or if we make great strides or fail. Aliveness is not a judge in a talent show. Aliveness shows itself in response to wholeheartedness. When we can say yes to life, work with what we are given, and stay in relationship to everything. When we are knocked off our horse, we're brought closer to life. Loving yourself is like diving to the bottom of the ocean with nothing but who you are to find your way. When we open our heart, it is all the same holy moment. So here, before we dive in, I just want to say a couple of things. He's using the word gift. And so for me, soul's gift and soul purpose are two sides of the same coin. First of all, the other thing that he talks about here is how there is a connection into our soul's gifts. I'll use also the word soul's purpose and our aliveness. So this is going to be a theme of what we're going to be talking about today, as well as the importance of connecting to our heart. So let's go ahead and start by breaking down this writing with this first quote by Mark Nepo. Each person is born with a gift. Our call is to find it and care for it. So, the first thing I want to do before we dive in and start talking about that specific quote is to define what is soul's purpose. So, this is my definition of what soul's purpose is. Soul's purpose means to remember, know, and live the essence of our soul and what we came here to do. So, it is coming back. In essence, to remembering who we are, remembering what we came here to do, remembering the gift that's underneath a lot of the other, what I'll call egoic baggage that we carry. From my own experience, both from connecting deeply to my soul, as well as connecting to multiple lifetimes, as well as the space in between the lifetimes, I firmly believe that we are here for a reason. And in this process, we are also connecting to a certain curriculum that we came here to learn. So let me define this a little bit more. So my sense of it is that in our soul purpose, we are connecting with that, or our soul has connected to that, the evolution that it wants us to go through. So, another way of putting it, which I mentioned a moment ago, is the soul's curriculum. What is it that we're specifically learning in this lifetime that really helps us evolve into the next piece of soul evolution? So that's the first thing. The second thing that I just want to talk about is that this soul's gift and soul's purpose is very much connected to our soul personality. So let me define what that means. So I define soul personality and ego personality differently. Soul personality is what's left over after we've gone through multiple levels of healing and awakening, and the ego is no longer running the show. It's learned how to be quiet, or we have evolved to the place so that it's asleep. So it's basically no longer running. The soul personality is what's left over. So I'll give you an example. So, say for instance, a person was born with this ecstatic sense of humor. The first words out of their mouth whenever they started talking were jokes. And they continue to be really funny the rest of their life. However, their family wasn't necessarily humorous. They didn't tell a lot of jokes. It was just, this was this person, right? So this is more than likely their soul personality. That's how I would define it. Whereas a person who was born in a family who really identified themselves as humorous, and in order to consider oneself as part of that tribe, you needed to learn how to be funny. And your ego figured that out, that's part of your ego personality. If you were funny at that point, in order to be part of the tribe of your family who was very humorous, right? So that's a big, big difference. So, what we're talking about here is what's the truer essence of your soul's personality, very connected to soul purpose and soul gift. Okay, so the next topic that we're going to dive into is how do you connect to and live from your soul's purpose? So, the first thing that I just want to say is that you really need to have a very strong desire, intent, and commitment to connect to your soul's purpose. Because oftentimes, what happens is that we have parts of our ego that doesn't want us to connect to our soul's purpose. It seems like it's a contradiction, but the ego's job is to keep us safe. And if our ego believes that we need to stay safe by living in this very confined box, meaning this is what we do, this is the ego telling us, this is what we do, this is how we are, this is what we believe, these are our friends, and don't get outside of this box, otherwise it's not safe. If we have parts of us, parts of our ego that are running that picture, that are running that story, then it's not really going to want us to really understand who we are, because we might have a big yes for something that really moves us outside of that box, or likewise, a big no that's going to move us outside of that box. And so from the ego's perspective, we might not be safe. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this later on. But for now, just know that we more than likely, especially if this is a new thing for you, will need to face the ego constructs that keep us from that. So then we go into the second quote from Mark Nepo of what I read before, and it's this: staying in our aliveness depends on opening the heart and keeping it open. So in my experience, the heart is one of the primary places that we connect to our soul. So another way of saying it is that the more that we connect to our soul, the more we can listen to the voice of our soul. I'm sorry, the more we connect to our heart, rather, the more we listen to the voice of our soul, and then the more that we can connect to the deeper voice of the soul that shares with us our soul's purpose. So if this is new for you, I want to share some of the ways that the soul speaks, because a lot of times people will have this idea that the soul has this booming voice on the inside. And sometimes that's true. And I've experienced that a few times in my life. But mostly that's not the case. Mostly what's happening is that the soul has a very quiet voice, and it shows up in the way that's the most safest for us. So for some people, it's going to show up as an inner voice in the heart that's usually very quiet. We have to get really quiet in order to hear it. That's one way. The other way that it can show up is through emotions. Maybe we have an incredible amount of, like, this ocean of emotion that comes in regard to something that we want to learn or that we're connected to. Maybe we find all of a sudden we have this incredible passion for a specific healing modality or a specific artistic venture or something like that, right? So we have this emotion that moves us, that compels us forward in our life. That's a way that the soul speaks. Another way that the soul speaks is through intuition. And so that could be a gut intuition or that deep bone intuition on the inside of our bones, or it could be in a higher mind intuition. And so all of a sudden we know something. We need to, you know, for instance, study with a specific teacher or something like that. And that's a move from an intuitive knowing. So these are all different ways that the soul shows up to communicate to us. It's not always through words. So it's important for you to acknowledge that, especially if you're the type of person where you feel or intuit things. So what I'd like to do now is give you a metaphor of how this process works. So imagine that there's a really dirty window. And the window is as dirty as much stuff that you have. So in other words, let me articulate it. So imagine the window is dirty, and the dirt represents the negative egoic constructs that, I'm hearing the audio is breaking up here. So hopefully that will continue to work better. So what I was saying is that imagine this window has this dirt on it, and the dirt is connected to these negative egoic constructs that we're carrying. And so these constructs can be from present lifetime. They can also be from past lifetime. And in my experience, the longer you've lived here, the dirtier the window can be. So we start the process of washing the window. And so in washing the window, if there's a lot of dirt on it, it's going to take a while for you to see clearly. So first, what you're going to see is you're going to see light coming through the window. You might feel warmth from that light coming through the window. And that is your first sign that you're on the right track. You're connecting with your soul. A lot of times people have this idea that they need to figure it out intellectually. They need to know all the answers. That's not how the soul works. Sometimes we get the answers after a little bit, but typically what happens is that we feel, we sense, we intuit, or we hear these messages. So as we continue to clean the window, we're going to get clearer and clearer messages, as well as directives as to what to do in your life to connect to your soul's purpose. So then the next topic is, how are your soul's purpose and your core wounds interwoven? And how does healing your core wounds align with this life-giving and vital part of us? So again, I want to come back to the quote with Mark Nepo. because this is a perfect quote because it shows these two aspects that I really want to bring out. So the first part of the quote is, pain, worry, fear, and loss can muffle and confuse us. The second part is, but finding our gift and working it will bring us back alive. So pain, worry, fear, and loss can muffle and confuse us. So let's talk about that for a moment. So this is where our day-to-day experiences come in. And we can have experiences that cause us pain. But a lot of the time, when we're experiencing pain, worry, fear, loss, and whatever else is going on, our ego is being contracted, our negative ego contractions, rather, are being activated. And we then have all of this negative feeling that's flooding us, right? So we really need to bring our awareness into healing that, which we'll talk more about in a moment, to bring the door of our soul's purpose really wide open. The second part of this is, but finding our gift and working it will bring us back alive. So in essence, reconnecting to your soul, specifically vis-a-vis your heart, connecting to what is here for you now and actually working that. So however much information you know about your soul's purpose and then actually moving that into not only your spiritual practice, but your daily life. So let's go ahead and back up a little bit. So living from your soul's purpose means that you're required to face whatever's standing in your way. So we've already talked a little bit about this. So as a review, just really briefly, so anything that's standing in our way that's saying it's not safe to connect to our soul's purpose is what really needs to be brought forward, brought into a healing process. And if you're new with me, I just want to say there's a lot that I talk about in terms of healing, especially in the modality Somatic Awakening. And you'll also get a deeper sense of that later on in the transmission part of, you know, how do we heal this? What does that look like and work with? So the other thing that I just want to say is that in this process, we have specific soul lessons that we're learning. Again, this is a repeat from what I said before. So if you have a specific curriculum that you're learning, oftentimes that is very much connected to the core wounds that you are working as well. So in essence, we have the negative egoic constructs, we have the soul lessons, which oftentimes are totally connected into this, and this consists of our core wound. As we heal our core wound, what happens is that then we can get to the other side of it, which is what your gift is to the world. And so I'd like to give you a couple of examples of this so that you can understand it better. So the first example is a person who is an artist. And for the sake of this example and the story, let's just say that in their past life, they were also an artist, but they actually were starving artists. Literally, they could not make it, and they died in destitution because they couldn't make it. They were trying, they couldn't make it. And then so in this lifetime, it was found early on, whenever they were really young, they had all this artistic skill, but they chose not to go into that in terms of making money because it was way too scary for them because of this past life issue. They chose to do art on the side, but every time they did art, they started becoming anxious, or they told themselves they couldn't do it, they weren't good enough. And then a lot of times their financial needs took them away from doing art. So, right. So in this situation, what's happening is that this person is really being asked to do this deeper level of healing so that they can actually do the art that they came here to do. Because when we have a gift that is this deep, what is being asked of us is to actually do the work that is standing in the way of it so that we can then share that with the world. Another example of this is the wounded healer, which I'm sure many of you on the call can probably relate to. Many of you are healers. And so in this situation, what a wounded healer is being asked to do, and I definitely consider myself in that category as well, is that we're being asked to heal. So if we were to take everything else away, our primary soul objective is to heal ourselves, Perhaps we've had a lot of trauma in this lifetime or a lot of trauma in past lifetimes. We're really, really being asked to heal at the deepest level possible. And as we heal, what happens is that then we're being asked to give that gift to the world, just like the artist is being asked to give their gift to the world as they heal. So in essence, the wound becomes the gift, right? So we're healing the wound. We learn a lot more about healing. We learn a lot more about what it means personally, as well as everything else that we learn. Maybe we learn modalities on the outside. But then as we heal, so much more energy is brought forward. And I've seen this again and again and again, whether you're an energy medicine practitioner, naturopathic doctor, therapist, whatever that is, you know, this is a very, very common path for the wounded healer to actually share what we learn as a gift to the world. So the next topic that I want to bring in is how your soul's purpose and the work that you do in the world may not necessarily be the same. That seems like a contradiction, so I want to unpack that, as well as how this part of you can shift and change in different years and decades of your life. So what I'd like to do is, first of all, tell you a quick story about a little bit about my background. So some of you know, some of you may not know, I've been a teacher for many years. I also have been a naturopathic doctor. I've taught at many different schools throughout the years, many different topics, all within the holistic healing realm. And one of the places that I taught at, which I love the most, was New College of California. I directed a program there called Consciousness, Healing, and Ecology. And in this program, I sat with many, many students who really wanted to connect to their soul's purpose and their soul's gift. So that was actually part of the curriculum, especially the latter part of that program. And in this part, we would always bring in the book Soulcraft by Bill Plotkin. And if you haven't read the book Soulcraft and you're really diving into this inquiry deeper for yourself, I would really highly recommend it. Both talks about aligning to your soul's purpose. It also is connected to initiatory rites of passage, such as vision quest and things like that. And in this book, he talks about these two things. The first thing is that, you know, your work may not necessarily be connected to the world. And then the second thing is that your soul's gift and what it looks like will shift and change. So in this place, I just first of all just want to say that when we connect to our soul's purpose, it's not always a physical archetype. So a physical archetype would be like the examples that I just used, like the healer or the artist. Sometimes it's more amorphous than that. Sometimes it's more like the purpose and the gift of being kind, compassionate, and caring in the world. And what that looks like and how that comes out is completely up to you. So on one hand, a person might have that specific gift and purpose, but they really also love cooking, and so they become a chef. But in that flow of being a chef, they're kind, compassionate, and caring to everyone around them. Whereas on another example, they might be able to use that kindness, compassion, and caring in their work world if they choose. So say, for instance, in the first half of the person's life, they decide to be a nanny. In the second half of their career work life, they decide to be a nurse. So in both of those instances, their soul's purpose is moving through them. It's just in different ways. It depends on what works for you. The second thing is that your soul's work and your soul's purpose and how it shows up in your life is going to change. So perfect example of New College, because I loved working at New College. I loved working with students. And there was a time there I thought I was going to be doing this for the rest of my life because I loved it so much. And even I asked myself, why did I go to school to be a naturopathic doctor? But what ended up happening is that New College closed. And at that point, I was really happy that I had a degree as a naturopathic doctor. That was about 11 years ago. And a lot has evolved and shifted and changed since then. So really what you're being asked to do is you're being asked to, first of all, go with the flow, be with what is, because life will lead you in different directions. But also, don't stay in a box. Allow your soul to evolve you into what's next. Always asking, okay, what's next? What am I here now to evolve into next? And that's a really important piece. So with all of that said, I just want to end this portion with another quote by Mark Nepo. And here it is. Loving yourself is like diving to the bottom of the ocean with nothing but who you are to find your way. And so what I want to add to that is loving yourself is like diving to the bottom of the ocean of your heart with nothing but who you are, in essence, your soul, your spirit, to guide you into your next steps. And as we dive in deeper to our heart, deeper to our self-love, deeper to our connection to our soul voice, then we're going to find out more information about our soul purpose. So with that said, let's go ahead and switch gears and connect into the transmission part. I'm going to take another sip of water. I encourage you to do the same. That works for you. Okay, so as you're ready, I'm just going to invite you to close your eyes. Again, if you are new to this portion, I'm just going to let you know about what's going to be happening here. I'm going to be quiet for a moment. I might do some toning, depends on what's needed. And then whenever I start talking again, I'm going to be talking in transmission. Specifically, Isis and Hathor have already told me they are going to be coming through today. There might be others. Whoever is speaking, they will give their name, and then we'll go into whatever it is that they're sharing. Now, keep in mind that the words that are being shared are part of the transmission, but a lot of the transmission is an energetic transmission. So I'd really invite you just to open to whatever you're feeling, whatever your experience is, and just to keep on noticing and coming back to your own experience. Okay, so here goes. Again, this will just be a moment, and whenever I speak again, we'll be in transmission. We are here. We are many. There are a multitude of beings here. And I will begin. I am Hathor and want to name all who are here who are holding space for this transmission. Hathor Star Nation, the Order of the Magdalene, Isis, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, as well as Divine Mother Sophia, and beyond, who are here holding this high vibration in invitation to you to step deeper into your soul's voice, into your soul's wisdom, and into your soul's purpose. Our intention today is to align you with both a deeper sense of safety as well as love, so that you are ready to hear, feel, and sense the next step on your journey of connecting to your soul's purpose and soul's gift. Some of you who are on this call now and in the future, I want to share a little bit more about who Isis and I are so that you can understand. Isis and I both lived in Egypt at different times, and we're overlighting mentors, teachers to the people of Egypt at that time. Both of us took the work of aligning those who were our students, priestesses, and others with connecting to their soul's voice, their soul's mission, their soul's purpose very seriously. There are many ancient exercises that we shared with those who we worked with to help them align to this part of themselves. But the practice that was the most significant and the most important was and still is the practice of connecting to the heart. It is important in connecting to the heart to let go and evolve past your ideas of what your heart is. The idea of the heart as a physical organ, even though that is true, limits this perspective. Even the idea of the heart as only a chakra system limits this perspective. The heart itself is both an energetic body that holds and nurtures your soul and the love that is connected to your soul and beyond. It is also a doorway. It is an initiatory threshold. It is a connection to wisdom that is beyond your time and space construct. In other words, some of the deepest places inside of the heart connects you to both your high divine wisdom, that is in what we would call your soul and spirit, as well as taken a few steps further, transforms into that which is beyond I. That which is in unified wholeness in the oneness of love. So we share this with you to open to this moment and these moments and then this time of transmission to move beyond your thought patterns that limit your experience of your heart and actually experience what's really here for you in this breath, in this moment, in this now. So we begin with the process of inviting you to close your eyes if they're not already closed. Taking some nice deep breaths in and out. Affirming your rootedness to Sophia Gaia, that you are here on this earth connected in. Your body is calibrated in alignment with this grounding field. And now we invite you to first bring your awareness to the top of your head, inviting in your spiritual information that you're ready to receive. opening this conduit and channel. Again, we invite you to do this without a lot of cognitive thinking, just knowing that it's open. We invite you now to connect into your heart space. First, we invite you to bring your breath into this space. So breathing in and out, imagining that your inhales and your exhales are moving from the space in your heart. The inhale moving backward to the back part of your heart body. The exhale moving outward. Inhale, exhale. So as you breathe, just feeling this movement of the breath, both clearing your heart of anything that is ready to be released, as well as bringing the winds of awareness into the places of the heart that are ready to be open. In other words, allowing the doors that are ready to be opened to be opened. So now we invite you to imagine the safest, most comfortable vision of you here in your heart. Perhaps you are on a very sturdy raft in a calm, warm ocean, and you feel held by the water and you feel very safe. Or perhaps you feel yourself in a temple space and you feel the high vibratory energy around you connected directly to your heart temple. Or perhaps it's something different. So take a moment and notice how you show up here in your heart space, in your heart temple, in a way that feels most aligned with you in this now. So as you feel your way into this heart space, we invite you to relax. We invite you to know that you are safe. And in this process of knowing that you are safe, opening in alignment with the soul spirit knowing in your heart that knows you are safe. So another way of saying it is that you might have other parts of you that feel differently. But what we are inviting you to do is to connect to this part of you that already knows this. And you're inviting it in to your feeling, sensing, being on the level that works for you. And to differentiate even more, what we're going to do here is staying in this centered place in your heart that knows that you are relaxed, that knows that you are safe. Just notice anything that's outside of this space that might believe differently. It might be afraid for you to connect to your soul's voice. and your soul's purpose. So just noticing whatever is here, but just make sure that you're noticing it outside of this heart present place that feels very safe and relaxed. So you're just noticing. So it's as far away as is needed. So it might be 5 feet or 10 feet or even a football field away. Just noticing these parts that might be saying, don't do it. It's unsafe. So we're just going to acknowledge those parts. We're not going to get rid of them or make them wrong. We're just going to say, hello, we see you. We acknowledge you. And see if there's even anything that you can offer those parts. Maybe these parts need love, or need more presencing, or need something else. So just noticing whatever these parts need, and knowing that this heart space connected to your soul can offer these things to these parts that are afraid or scared or anxious or something else. So just listening deeply to whatever's needed. And just allowing the need of these parts to pull this energy from you. Maybe it needs love. So just really feeling love naturally, easily, and gracefully moving from this part of your heart to these parts. Or this one part. Maybe it needs something else. Or just really feeling that your soul heart has the ability to offer whatever these parts need, so that they can relax, even if it's just a little bit more relaxation, just allowing them to soften. And just acknowledging that if there's any parts that are really loud, that are really needing very individualized attention, that you can do that work later. But for now, just utilizing this time as an acknowledgement of, oh, I see you, you're there. Just allowing these parts just to soften and relax to whatever level they are ready to do. Taking another moment here to do this process. So that you stay within your capacity. And now, as you are ready, we invite you to come back home to a full awareness of your heart space here, your heart temple space. And we invite you to go even deeper into this temple heart space inside of you, knowing that it's safe to do so. And for many of you, it's just a matter of allowing more relaxation, giving self permission to drop into your heart this fully. For some of you, we're sensing that there's some anxiousness there. Just allow the anxiousness to be and drop into the level that is most in alignment for you now. In other words, acknowledging the anxiousness, but not allowing the anxiousness to control the situation. Just feeling it, and then still allowing you to drop in a way that stays within your capacity, but that is as deep as you can go in this moment. I'm going to be quiet now. I'm going to invite you to connect into your soul's voice. However that sounds, whether it's audible, a knowing, a feeling, a sensing on some other level of intuiting. And notice what's here. Maybe it has a message for you. If you have a specific question, feel free to ask it now. Noticing whatever happens after you ask it. I just invite you to continue this process of navigating this feeling, sensing, intuiting, opening whatever is happening for you. Just acknowledge that there is a lot that can be here now and a lot that can be here later. So just giving yourself permission to have the authentic experience that you're having right now. There's no wrong way of doing this. So taking another moment to receive any final pieces of information and connection to what your soul's voice shared with you today in regard to your soul's purpose, your soul's gift, or anything else that you need. Knowing that the heart and the soul will continue speaking to you in numerous ways after we end today. So the process will continue. Knowing that whatever it is that arose today that you will easily remember, and acknowledging if there was a specific thing you were invited to do or to be aware of or to practice, this acknowledging whatever level of commitment that is in your right alignment now to make to that information and that guidance and that request from your soul. So before we end this part of the transmission, we invite and connect in the exact, right, and perfect amount of divine guidance from your higher self and from your soul to help you manifest what it is that you came here to manifest, what it is that you came here to bring forth or to heal, that you have everything that you need in order to do this now. Because in the essence of your being, you are divine. And we leave you with this, as well as unconditional love that spans through space and time into the unified field of oneness and comes in specifically to your beautiful divine heart. Thank you, beloveds. So as you're ready, coming back, opening your eyes, I just want to thank you so much for being here today with me, for you taking your next steps in connecting with your soul, your soul's purpose, your soul's mission, your soul's gift. I deeply appreciate your presence here with me, and I have a couple of announcements before we end today. The first thing is that I have an upcoming online class called The Quantum You, and this class is a culmination of many, many years of both my own process of my healing, as well as what I've learned as a naturopathic doctor, especially mind-body-spirit specialist, and a teacher. And it is, in essence, helping you to shift past trauma and suffering, and even more connecting to the healing light and the awakening light of your higher self. So the dates of those classes are going to be September 11th through October 30th. And I also have a free webinar coming up called The 5 Keys to Healing and Freedom that talks a lot about that class. I'm going to be offering it next week, probably on Monday or Tuesday. It's going to be in my newsletter. And you have some different options of different times that you can watch that webinar. Again, it's free. And the other thing that I just want to say is that if you are indeed interested in this class, I have a discount currently that's going to be ending next Sunday. Right now on the website, it says it's going to be ending August 21st. It's actually going to be ending August 25th. We're going to be changing that soon. So if you are interested in the class, just wanted to let you know so you can get in on the discount. All right. So if you have any questions or comments, please let me know. And next month, we'll be back for another version of Infusions of Light, this time with the topic Healing Deep Fear. So if that resonates with you, love to see you there. And I will talk to many of you between now and then, one-on-one, and wherever you are, whether you're in my sphere and I talk to you ongoingly, or maybe you're global, wherever you are, just want to say sending much love and many blessings to you and gratitude for you for being committed to your path of healing. All right. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.